Well, I'm not going to call him what I started to. These are your good representatives from your nation of freedom. So things are going to, maybe on the surface, I mean, they'll probably come forth every evening and tell you, oh, well, everything is going swimmingly. Better than we could have hoped for. Well, I have a lot of business dealings between here and there, and I can tell you that most of it is not the way it looks. But you see something? If you keep to the law in every aspect and to God's laws in every intent, money or value is not good or bad. Intent and man and use and maybe that sort of thing is good or bad. I'm not here to judge good or bad people. That's their problem, and that's their problem with God. Money is not good or bad, and I intend to use all of it that I can get cornered over here, and I intend to do good things with it. And to make sure that we're allowed to do good things with it, we're going to insist that we do not deal any time on any bending of any law of any nation anywhere. But we are going to do exactly what we can do within the limits of those laws. Count on it. And if that does not fit with your perception of godliness, then you've got a screwed up idea. I wish that you would think about it very strongly, but that's your privilege. But until mankind can come to recognize God as what it, he, she is, you misrepresent to the world and you make it look like God is some pious fool. And it embarrasses me. God will allow you to get yourself into every kind of mischief that you can conceive. But you're going to answer for it. Without a doubt. And I don't have to consider it. I only have to consider what we do. And I use the term we here only because you are the human element. And we're not going to be foolish. We don't want to be in jail. We don't want to be a McVeigh. We don't want to be sold down the river. We want to do good business. And that's the agreement that has been made with me. For us. And that business doesn't have to be done in this valley. That planning commission gave me 10 minutes of hell. They can have the next eternity in hell, as far as I'm concerned. I can build it somewhere else. Does everybody hear me when I say flexibility is the name of this game? I don't have to build a motion picture studio for $500 million on this property out here. I have the crystal, and I have it in security. And a nice rural little town might be nice. This town was once nice. And maybe we should make it again nice. And we do that by having no reference to cults or churches or spacemen or anything else. If anybody in this world can literally say to me, I am godly, I believe in God, but I don't believe in spacemen, I'm going to explain how absolutely nuts you are. You cannot have one without the other. And we're just through with that era of time. So you will be noticing changes. And I know that all of you in this room think it's well past time. But we're moving forward. And we're not going to sit still for the guff anymore. Now, EJ, I think that I've outdone it.
Okay. I think you have too.
Well, we work on his hypertension.
It's not. Commander, is there anything we can do to help Doris?
Eat the cake. Send her a piece of cheesecake. Nope, she'll be fine. It's a period of time where we need to make some transitional changes, and it's as good as any time to confront the next steps that need to be taken and look squarely at our station now. And sometimes it just requires flat, I don't know, I hate to use the term knock you out, but sometimes you need to be removed and disabled enough to be able to consider alternatives. And if we continue as we were, we leave ourselves open for all of that assaulting. So thank you, Margie, but no. We are doing fine.
Commander?
Yes.
This is Les.
Yes, I know.
About 6 weeks ago or so, I brought some olive extract and leaves to give it to Doris to try. And it would work for high blood pressure and lung problems.
Well, I was hoping that would sort of go to the wayside and I'd never have to refer to it. She forgot, and she lived for 19 years in an olive orchard, and she is deathly allergic to it. So we paid, but EJ took it, and he did very well on it. So thank you. Anyone else? Then I would. Did I hear?
Commander?
Yes.
Just more. I remember the last meeting we had that I was in attendance to, and there seemed to be a sense of confusion that may have been, to me at least, seemed disrespectful in a sense to who you are. As you know, I've been raised around certain spiritual entities where to have utter respect for and a sense of such deep gratitude for the teacher that to, in a sense, doubt their word or give them a feeling of contention would be totally unacceptable. And if that was part of your experience last time, I'd certainly like to express a loving and respectful apology for those involved. It wasn't intentional.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up. Our purposes here are a little different than, say, the Dalai Lama's going somewhere, or some respect for the master teacher or something like that. We are working in a circumstance that melds physical, what you will consider ungodly things, which is business, politics, all of these things that take place in a societal structure gone crazy. We have to deal with that and the spiritual truth when our souls cry out for the lessons that allow us to go on. And I can example that a little bit. The responsibility felt by people like Dorma or any receiver, and then especially as you are so critically involved in making right choices, do I hear you, Father? don't let me leave something out, Dad. Is there more? Thy will, but please, don't let me flub it up. In this circumstance, you are asking us to guide you. Please allow you to hear. And this is one reason it is so painful and so difficult when people carelessly make statements in anger or anything else. It's like Gene saying, well, I just don't buy hats on. Dorma then has to say, I as Doris, what kind of attitude am I presenting? Obviously, these people did not, do not, cannot at this moment accept the reality of truth. So they may as well go ahead and say publicly what they are thinking, because it is not going to offend me, but they will have made their own statement, and I do not have to reprimand them, call it to anyone's attention. They have said it. So I hear what you're saying, and I accept your heartfelt meaning. Because some of you are destined to put together some of these spiritual retreat environments where people can come and recoup and get a little bit of input that allows you to keep going through the hard times, allows you to hold to that faith. So, within the last 2 days, just wondering if I could hold her voice long enough to come down here. And she says, Hal, I understand that I will, because of you, sir, have to go and do some things. How will I know? You'll know. And I had to finally give her an example. And I will give it to all of you. Let us consider the last days of Sodom and Gomorrah. It was pretty rotten. There were great wars that were being undertaken at that time between the Hebrews and other major factions. And remember, this was a desert area. And somehow God got his message through to this man who had lost his way. Lot lost his way. Lot fell to the same temptations as everybody else around him. But when it came time, God says, get out of here by sunset. And take who will go with you. And they are not to look back, lest they be turned into a pillar of salt. You see, salt was the big thing in Sodom in those days. Salt itself, which you try to cut down on, is the basis for being able to live. So it was a valuable commodity. And what finally happened, God, would you destroy everybody? Say I can find 50 good men or 40 good men or 10 good men, would you spare? Yeah. You go on out there and do that, sir. You bring these people to me, and we'll consider this sparing bit. He couldn't find anybody. Even the ones that followed simply because he was a leader. And they would listen, don't look back. But his sodomite wife looked back, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. Now, what does that have to do with Dorma? Number one, she now trusts me enough that if I ask her not to look back, she will not look back, because she knows that I will not mislead her. And nobody else in this whole world has to know that but her. But each of you in your relationship with God had better be assured. And when we do teamwork things, yes, we have to work together. And during this intense period of time, I have not slackened off in the writing one iota. It is just not being published all over everything. But suitable things are being published, and I am eternally grateful that that paper is going right on out there, and we're still getting accolades, and I still say every edition is better than the last if people are just reading it. And we're going to continue as long as we can to be the best that we can. Always we will be the best that we can. I just hope we can continue for a very long time. But it is not going to be, "Father, send it to me so." No. It doesn't work that way. So if you're praying for that, stop it. You ask for God in His infinite wisdom to allow you to have what you need as He sees fit for you to use it. And then be ready to get off your ass and move. And when I say get prepared, I don't care if it is to go on a camping trip or to go meet the Sultan of Egypt. I want you ready. Quit putting things off and saying, "Oh, well, next week I'll consider that." If I ask you to be prepared, I mean it. And if you never have to use it, it has been a good experience. But if you have to move that afternoon, we don't lose time. Not one minute of time is lost. And that's one reason I want some of these legal circumstances confronted with the new methodology so you can get them filed. Most of them will be dismissed, with one exception in that thought pattern. When those judges begin to get together and discuss a Title 42 unlawful charge against them, they're going to start trying to settle these things out quietly. And I don't care who in the world doesn't believe it'll work. Nothing in this world works until you know that it will. And then you do it right so that it does. And that is called creative labor. Creative mind. You are creative God in fragment. And I'm tired of hearing that it won't work. I will never give you something that won't work. Everybody understand me? Do I make myself clear? We are in the creative business. So let's get at it. Anyone else?
Commander, just a little bit on a personal nature. I'm right now being offered two separate office arrangements. One kind of takes me away from my desk and my own creativity and puts me at the fingers of another opportunity, but that may make a lot more money or may not. And the other leaves me more with the freedom of my own desk, and I'm kind of caught between the two choices. What would you do?
I would say, Dave, go inside and you'll make the right choice. I would ask you, is Jerry, where's Jerry?
Over here.
Anything going on? I haven't given anybody an opportunity to say or do anything. Maybe we could check that out later.
Well, there's lots going on. I think the best time to discuss most of it is when it actually happens. It's more of a reality than conversation. But I do have several things to cover with Rick and with EJ. One of those being, there are ways of actually protecting crops. The technology is out, and I'll discuss that with them later. It's available, which probably would help the spelt and other crops accordingly. Another item is moving monies from offshore on. I can discuss that also with Director of PDJ to get and share some insight that may or may not be helpful. And another thing, which I would have a question for you, the commander, and that is, you were in Egypt 5,000 years ago, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, really.
Anyway,
so are you.
The question is, a little bit of background. I found something out just recently. See, I'm a member of Ekinkar, and recently Ekinkar came public. It's a religion. And the last time it was public, it went underground, if you will, in Egypt about 5,000 years ago. And the master in charge, the reason it went underground is because it was a persecuted religion. And the master in charge at that time, his spiritual name is Gopal Das. Easy to depict. He's tall, blonde-haired, blue-eyed. And today he's working in the city of Retz. But my question basically, and this is really a personal thing, do you recall, do you have any remembrance? I do not know his name, what he was known in those days. His spiritual name, again, is Gopal Das.
No, and I would prefer not to comment on those things because absolutely it is personal. And it causes a lot of confusion and a lot of controversy in the minds of everybody else who doesn't even understand what we're talking about. Know that our background is very, very large out of Egypt and a monotheistic idea of God. We're not even at this point struggling for a concept of a monotheistic God. We're trying to bring back some honor, integrity, and Christ teachings, not a Christ. Everybody hear me, not a Christ, many Christs, or we are struggling, and our job is to evaluate if there is a possibility on your planet, as it is now societally structured, to be able to recover enough to revolve back into some semblance of balanced goodness. That infers by my mere speaking about it, and the same thing would be the confusion would only grow if I speak of these individual, either perceived deities or avatars come back to fulfill their own mission. You can know that if they exist, we have existed with them. And if their intent is godly, they are a brotherhood. And only can you know by watching and allowing it to evolve so that you can evaluate. And all of my input becomes my opinion, and I don't want to off-balance your opinion by something I might say, because these are your spiritual experiences. And we must, in the higher level here, the invisible level, let's say, must evaluate whether or not we can utilize what is in the world, on the world, and functioning within given societies. Can we function in a spiritually truthful manner according to the laws as laid down by man? It's a very practical experiment, if you want to call it that. And I know that most of you will say, well, why us? You know, why can't we just go to Sodom and do the dancing and the stripping and let us drink the beer? Well, go drink some beer. That's all right with me. It's up to you to keep your balance. Because God is going to allow you to do these things. And can mankind evolve or revolve back around to some semblance of free order for mankind in a free will type of society? Or is it so far out of balance that you're just going to kick her on over. And yet, how many of you literally feel like you're going to kick it on over and you're going to blow up and you're going to be pulverized and that'll be the end of the problem? It will never happen that way. Even if your planet tilts more and suddenly you're overwashed with water, there will be some parts of the globe that will not be overwashed with water. So you have to live in this meanness center and focus, but until you can get out into the you focus and the we focus and get off the me focus, you have to purify self, but you have to serve others. You have to learn to pray for others, because you're going to learn that until you serve others, you do not serve self. All the things you want are just things to acquire until you can reach out beyond self and into the universal relative existence of all things as one. And I happen to believe that we can do it, because I believe that as one see a better way, they will choose that better way. And if they do not as a whole, then what have you lost? You have gained greatly. And maybe, after all, it's only your graduation. And that's worthy of thought. Maybe it is only your graduation. You have to make sure you are prepared in yourself to be able to make that next step. And in all of the things in the world that are illusory and also illusionary, you have to create it. I can only talk. I can only explain. I can only give you thought. You must do it. And you can see that it takes a very long time, even in your counting. 10 years may go like that to you in your lessons. But it's a very long time, really. And it's not the kind of schooling you expected. And each encounter allows you to think within and confront self. And the mouth may very well say, I can't handle this anymore. I'm through with this. I just don't think I believe enough, or I don't trust enough, or whatever. But the facts are there in the pit of your being, in the intent of your soul. And that's what God sees.